The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air and starting our 11th. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Today, the 6th of January, 2020, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. We got Ashley in there at the helm.
Good morning. Happy National Bean Day.
Thank you.
National Bean Day?
National Bean Day.
And it's National Technology Day as well.
Ooh. Okay, super. And Senator Daly's on the phone, but Linda has the weather.
Currently 42 degrees in the downtown studios. Good Monday morning here with Carl and Linda Bott in our Free Fire Radio Live segment. Today will be sunny with a high near 62. Mostly clear tonight with our lows of 36. Tomorrow calls for showers after 5 p.m., including clouds with our highs around 57, calm winds, and Tuesday night showers likely before 11 p.m. Wednesday, 30% chance of showers with 11 a.m., 53. Wednesday night around 38. Thursday calls for chance of showers again, and with our highs of 54 and our overnight lows of 35. That's about it, because we want to get to the phone with Senator Daly. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They are an Anderson business, locally owned, veteran owned, and they also go out of their way for senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And shall we go to the phones every once a month, Monday morning check-in with our Senator Daly. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. How are you guys?
We're fine.
Hey, I see that, first of all, did you have a good New Year's and Christmas?
I did. I'm actually not traveling this morning. This is a first for the Daly family. We are in Sacramento, and our first day for our daughter to go to her new school, so it's kind of exciting around here. So I wanted to let you know that I won't be able to stay on the full half hour because I have to drive her to her new school this morning.
Oh, wonderful.
Let you know that. So that's exciting for us. And
So she's going to be going to
Sacramento
school.
And,
yeah.
Huh?
So y'all have kind of like moved to Sacramento now then.
Well, we have a... I've always had an apartment here, but we actually have rented a house, and our daughter's enrolled. You know, she's 10, and so she's, which is really awesome because we've been living apart for at least during the week for 6 years, and it's kind of nice to have my wife with me here and our daughter, and so it's really exciting for us. But it's a little new for her, new school. She's always went to school in Beaver, and so anyway, just wanted to give you a heads up on that. And
sure.
We start session today, so hang on to your wallet. The legislature is at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The Senate will be in, and at 1 o'clock, the Assembly will be in. So.
Well, I was going to mention that Newsom signed Governor Newsom signed almost 1,200 new laws this year, and 1,200. Did you read them all? Did anybody?
I can tell you, I did not. I can tell you that most of the time, as I've said before, that lots of them I can just read the first couple paragraphs and know that they're not going to be supported by me. And so, but yeah, we don't need more laws. We need less laws. And that's one of the things that, as you know, I don't have a big bill package ever. I never, that each legislator can carry 40 bills, and, which is, actually 50, I think they changed it to 50. But I usually do 5 or 6 bills in a session. I went as high as 14, I think, one time. But I try to make less laws and actually take laws off the books or change the laws that are there to make more sense for business people and for our constituents, and try to help our schools and law enforcement and those type of things.
Well, that makes sense. What do you think the impact of AB5 is going to be on our economy?
Well, I will just share this with you. It's fascinating. Megan's, you know, we have employees for our business, and actually we got a letter from our workers' comp stating about contracting. So actually even the workers' comp people are engaging in what AB5 looks like or what it, trying to explain it. And I've had lots of contact from businesses in the district that are being questioned about how they pay their insurance for their employees and if they're contractors or not. So I know a lot of the folks in the forestry industry, you know, use contract labor, trucking, as well as even our, we toured the new hospital wing that's being built at Mayor's up in Shasta County a couple of weeks ago, and anesthesiologists and docs that come in and do surgeries are contractors, and how AB5 is going to affect them. So, yes, lots happening in the contracting employment world with AB5, and so those are things we'll be digging in. And then, as you know, there's a lot of ballot initiatives, too. You got split roll, Prop 13, which is going to be on the ballot. So all those things are being talked about, and we're going to be getting briefed today of what the caucuses are doing in this Senate and Assembly as well.
What do you think about this split roll?
Well, you know, I don't ever trust it. First of all, I'm pro Prop 13. If it wasn't for Prop 13, there would be not only me but many farmers and business owners wouldn't be in business, because that's the reason we have Prop 13, is because they had the ability to raise taxes on our property, and they were constantly doing that. And so that's why the Howard Jarvis and those folks put together Prop 13. So I'm opposed. I like Prop 13 just the way it is. You know what your rate's going to be when you buy your property, and whatever that amount you pay for it is not going to increase for more than 2%. So I'll be opposing it. People talk about, well, it's going to do more for the schools, and it's going to do more for if it's passed, and that's what they're propagating. But at the end of the day, it's not that we have a lack of money. There's plenty of money around. It's how we spend the money, and that's the frustrating part. It's one of the reasons why I ran for office, was to guide the money that is being there, not take more of it, but guide it in a direction that makes sense and get more bang for your buck. That's what we do in our private businesses. We work smarter, and that's what we need to do in the government. Is we need to streamline the DMV. We need to streamline the permitting processes to build a home, so that you don't have to pay as much, and you can actually do it for a more reasonable price.
Well, from what I've read about the Prop 13, that this is going to have a huge impact on all businesses, because we rent all of our spaces here, and if our building goes up as much as they say it could go up, we're all going to be. I'm going to watch new businesses in this building we're in probably just leave, because they're not going to be able to keep up with the raises of
well, as you know, so just to give you a little background, I'm not sure how much you know about the. So it was written a couple of years ago, and then they pulled it off, and so the way it was written is kind of confusing. You'll actually have the opportunity to protest. First off, the assessors of counties are really not assessing, because it's simple. You go in and you can just do 2%. They don't really go out and actually analyze what your property value is, because they can just raise the rate at a set amount. So first of all, the counties don't have the wit for all these protests. Everybody's going to protest. Most businesses will protest. And then you're going to have to come out and actually have an appraisal done on what the value is. And it's going to be very confusing. So I did, one of the county assessors went to a conference over the break, and they talked about how that they have a 3 year, so it could take 3 years for that protest to, if this law is passed the way it's written, you have a protest. Well, everybody's going to protest it until they get a true appraisal of what their property is, and that's going to slow the money from coming in, because under protest you don't pay. So there are a lot of very poorly written piece of legislation, because it's a ballot initiative. They exempted agriculture. I don't know what that means exactly. They exempted. There was people that were exempted out of that aren't going to be in there, so they could get the signatures. So it's going to be very confusing. And then also on top of that, Carl, they have a second one that they have been gathering signatures for, because they didn't like how the first one was, and they have the opportunity to pull that off so many days before the election, put the other one on. So there's a lot of gamesmanship going on. We'll be finding out more about where the progress of that is And I'll hopefully be able to report it the next time we're on the air so that people can understand what's going on.
Well, this is going to have a huge impact. We're going to take a quick break here. Are you going to have to get out of here? Or?
Yeah, I got a few minutes after the break, and then I need to be getting on the road here.
Okay. Well, I tell you what we'll do then is let's just go on. When you get ready to leave, then we'll run that break. So, okay. What's the what are you looking forward to this this year?
So I'll be focusing, again, as we've talked about, on AB5 and those things. I'm also I'm worried about crime, and so my bill package is along those lines, obviously. There's a ballot initiative as well, Keep California Safe, which I helped get the signatures for, which will be on the ballot. So, you know, this year we're going to be focusing on trying to help our constituents go through the bureaucracy of the government. That's the one thing we do. And I want to encourage people that have questions about AB5. I mean, our phones have been busy at our offices over the break with those questions, and we're trying to help them navigate through it so that they, you know how to talk to their contract employees and those things. So, Carl, for really, to be honest with you, that we want to be able to be, you know, available to our constituents and help them navigate. And a lot of the stuff that we do is casework, which we call, and we want to help them navigate through the changes in all these laws, those 1,400 laws, and help them, you know, through the process. So our offices are open. We have folks that can answer the phone there and help you through the process. So that'll be number one for the first couple weeks of session, because all those laws that were signed now are implemented on January 1, and so we'll be doing that for the first couple weeks. Then we're going to be looking at our bill package. I'll also be looking at other members and what their bills are, so we're not duplicating, and then I can co-author on some of those bills, and so that I'm not spending all my time trying to run every bill, but I can work with other legislators to join in the, you know, on those pieces of legislation. So that's what we'll be focused on for the first couple weeks, seeing what's going on with the two-year bills that have been carried over, because those will be heard first, and then kind of setting up our year. So that's the game plan for the next couple of weeks.
You see any last question, I'll let you go. Do you see any of the Democrats on the other side looking at business and the number of businesses moving out, that they're thinking that, you know, after, you know, I'm looking at AB5, but, you know, starting to maybe think that there may be some other ways of doing this besides this government hammering everybody?
Well, I will tell you, there's a handful, not very many, that do are conscious of the fact that, you know, we're overregulated and overtaxed in California. And even Governor Brown, when he was talking about, when he was in office, about, you know, we got to have the people that pay taxes before anything works on the public side of the equation. And when there's no private businesses out there paying taxes, there's no revenue. And he mentioned that. So there's a few, but for the most part, you know, as I've mentioned before, there's very few people that actually operate a business and that are are in the legislature, and so they really don't understand what we do and the challenges that we are to provide a private industry job. And so that's been my goal, is to educate them on, you know, there is a tipping point, and I believe, as you know, and you and Linda that are in business, and that there's a tipping point where you just can't do it anymore, and people are leaving California because you can't afford to live here. Our PG&E bills are high, our fuel's high, everything we do in California is high, and there are other options. People will leave, and they do. And a lot of even the public employees who have retired leave the state, which takes that revenue away from our, you know, the business that's them spending their retirement here. A lot of them leave because, quite frankly, they get more of their money in another state because the cost of living is cheaper and the taxes are cheaper. You know, the goose that laid the golden egg in California is agriculture, it's business, it's tech, it's all those things, and they're strangling it. And, you know, I talk about that all the time as I'm here because I'm faced with it in my own business. And so I'm hoping that we will find a few more of them. You know, we have an election coming up. There's going to be some new members. There's a presidential race that's coming. There's all kinds of stuff that's happening in this next year in 2020, and I'm hoping that people come to their senses on the other side of the aisle and start realizing that business is really what drives the economy in California.
Okay, we're here with Senator Brian Daly. Thank you so much. He's on his way to
and
take
have a
his,
wonderful first
take his,
day.
Yeah, take his daughter right, to her first
you.
Day
yeah,
of school. That's right.
Hope I really appreciate having the opportunity to get on. And you can always follow me on Facebook and Twitter and all those things. And BrianDaly.com is another avenue to keep up with what we're doing.
Okay.
All right, thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks a lot, Senator.
Thank you. Take care.
You bet.
And let's
okay.
take our break.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number, starting the year off with Sleep Number with a big sale they've got going. The 2019 season, NFL season, has just gone come to a close, and they're in the playoffs. And as the official sleep and wellness partner in the NFL, talk about the importance of sleep for them, but talk about importance of sleep for yourself. You know, you're working hard every day, you come home, and then you've got other things to do, and then you fall into bed at night. Wouldn't it be nice to fall into bed and just go right to sleep? Well, that Sleep Number allows you and your significant other to have different sides of the bed with different first levels of firmness. My Sleep Number setting is 60, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is...
My Sleep Number setting is 45. This weekend, we've done a lot of work around taking Christmas decorations down and, a lot of physical activity. And so sometimes I like to go softer on my Sleep Number setting. So 45, and that's the beautiful thing about having the dual controls is that you can change it every single day, and I usually do.
And now you can save $1,000 on a Queen Special Edition Smart Bed during the January sale, only at your Sleep Number store down in the Target Shopping Center. The Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop, right there at Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:22 in the morning and about 42 degrees out there.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Friends and neighbors, I'm Dr. P.K. Dhanuka. You can call me Paul. I'm running for California State Assembly. I was born in India. 24 years ago, I immigrated to America with $100 in my pocket and a dream of a better life for my daughter. I have lived in Shasta County for 14 years. Here, I found a home, success, and Christ. Most of all, I found kindness and dignity from all of you. The credit truly belongs to America, and the founding principle that all men are created equal with certain inalienable rights protected by the Constitution. Now, it's my turn to give back. I will go beyond the partisan divide and will use my experiences and leadership skills to bring opportunity and local control back to our district. I chose America. I chose the North State. And now, I ask you to choose me. Thank you. This message is paid for by PK Paul Dhanuka for Assembly 2020.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. to find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
So what's scorecard scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5.
Are you loving that sound or hating that sound?
This portion of the show, I know my kids are hating that sound this morning. But this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Again, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular system hospitals in the nation, according to the IBM Watson Health Organization. And this isn't. This is a thoroughly a third party, a group that looks at a bunch of different levels of care, and it's not somebody that's they're being paid or advertised or anything like this. No, they do this and they go throughout the nation to figure out who's got the best hospitals. And right here in Reading, we've got one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, along with all the different things they're doing over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You can see why so many people really enjoy, well, I shouldn't say enjoy, but why so many people use Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, my kids were extremely disappointed when the Eagles lost. I was extremely disappointed when the Saints lost. But realizing it had really no effect on my life, I got over it in 2 seconds.
How about the Patriots and Brady?
Okay, it took me a minute for that one. But, he'll be playing next year. He's already said that. Now, the question is where? I've heard that San Diego, except now they're the Los Angeles Chargers. They're looking for somebody that's going to pull people into the seats. And Philip Rivers, self-destructed this year, and he's getting up there too. But the season, okay, so now going into the playoffs, you've got all these new quarterbacks coming in here, these ones like the ones for the Ravens and the ones Russell Wilson. Even though he's been around for a while, he's still young, but Patrick Mahomes. And you just got a bunch of, new quarterbacks that operate on a different level. They're more of the running, running types. And so, yeah, okay, that was it for the playoffs. I don't usually watch.
I don't usually watch
awards. I watch them because you're there. I think of them as a self-licking ice cream cone. But Ricky Gervais, who was the host last night, and this guy is caustic, but oh my gosh, he got everybody last night. He got Apple, Disney, and all these.
We talked about
slave labor.
He said, that was you guys. Not me.
You guys worked with him.
You guys stood by and watched.
Yeah, you guys watched. You all worked with him for years. Everything was okay. And, you just watched the crowds.
I know.
and then Joaquin Phoenix, who won the Best Actor Award, talks to his fellow celebrities and says, hey, you know what? Instead of taking, all you climate people, instead of taking your private jet from Palm Springs to here for this, maybe you could, drive or, do something less. And he says, put some of your own money into the game here, which was interesting. Gervais, the thing he said about cats was just, Wow.
He said, Apple warded the TV game with The Morning Show, a superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by the company that runs sweatshops in China, he said. So you say you woke up at the companies you work for, Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS had a streaming service, you'd be calling your agents. He also said he mocked the stars in attendance with the latest sex offender, Jeffrey Epstein. Gervais declared that Epstein didn't kill himself, prompting groans from the crowd. Shut up, I know he's your friend, but I don't care.
Yeah, well, anyway, he may not be back next year. So, but he said that last year, too. But, you know, the funny thing was is that he didn't say one thing about politics. He just took on the stars, you know, about how one of them was driving a car with a license plate made by Felicity Hoffman.
He said, I feel sorry for her daughter. That must be the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to her. And her dad was in Wild Hogs, so.
Since her dad was in Wild Hogs.
Yeah, and her dad was in Wild Hogs, so.
Anyway, it was funny. The first one they gave was to a young man, a man from Egypt, who's got a comedy, I guess, on one of these on Hulu, and he won. He said, for everybody that doesn't know me, he says we have a show on Hulu, and he won the award for best actor in a comedy series, and he was right because everybody when they named him, you could just see people going, who's this? So anyway. Nothing
well, the only people that really talked about would have been Patricia Arquette talking a little bit about, you know, climate change and voting. And she said, we're not to look back this on this night in history books. We will see a country on the brink of war. The United States of America president tweeted out a threat, you know, when she said something about that. But there were no direct hits on Trump. And, of course, Tom Hanks received a beautiful award, and he had all of his family there, and that was beautiful. And then, of course, Michelle Williams talked about vote, and women being able to choose for their own bodies. Renee Zellweger won for, which we haven't seen yet, and I'm looking forward to seeing that, for Judy. Of course, she did Judy Garland, the movie Judy. And... yeah. So, yeah, there was a weekend full of lots of football and the Golden Globes. So what did you do this weekend? And it was a beautiful weekend. We did a lot of cleaning. I don't know if you guys feel like that in January, but we got to take a break here. Oh, my gosh. We're already over the time. We had Senator Dolly on, so let's take a break. Here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott on this Monday, the 6th of January, 2020. Don't abbreviate. Portion of the show brought to you by...
Northern Firearms Instruction is starting a new year there, and they're teaming up with a organization called Legal Heat, which has a national CCW and firearms instructions at all the big stores throughout the United States. And they have asked Northern Firearms Instruction to take over all the instruction for all the Sportsman's Warehouse and several others here in the state. Plus, keeping their own business here. So Ted Leidy is going to be extremely busy this year. It has all the types of training, anywhere from your regular just CCW to defense of your house, introduction to firearms, and unarmed combat. All of these at Northern Firearms Instruction. Look at more for usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:33 in the morning, 43 degrees out there.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
These ingredients, I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veteran Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday Season.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we've really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Phone lines here 605-4567. We have Enjoy the Magazine and the store's coming in at 8 o'clock. It's the first Monday of each month, but we've got some things to talk about. Impeachment. Impeachment stuck in the House of Representatives. Now there's threats to bring another charge in under the impeachment. This is, of course, never happened before, the fact that you can just hold up the impeachment proceedings until they get ready to come over and say, well, we need to know more about what you're going to do in the Senate so we can prepare. No. Nancy, you've impeached the President of the United States. It's not something, it's not a plaything. It's not something you take home and fondle under the Christmas tree. You send those articles over to the Senate so the Senate can then hold the trial. You had the grand jury, now the trial begins. It's kind of interesting that nobody on the other side, not one Republican, voted for impeachment. And you had several Democrats that voted against impeachment. And now it's coming into the Senate. I think the longer you hang on to it, the less that, you know, the less impact it has on anything. And maybe that's what you're trying to do. Are you ever going to send it over? Maybe you're going to wait till for 6 months, and then as the campaigns really kick off for president, then you throw it over there. And for, you know, it's all political. It's all political anyway, I think, in my opinion. The attack that killed the Iranian general. People, you know, if you look at it, that the far left and a lot of the news agencies, which are mostly far left, are calling it an assassination. And the last time I looked, the general was in a uniform. The general was planning military attacks or terrorist attacks, however you want to call it, against Americans and American troops, and has done. So the man is a murderer. The man is somebody that has killed hundreds of Americans and maimed thousands through his actions. And so it was a military strike taking him out because of intelligence that the military had and the different intelligence agencies besides in the Pentagon had that he was planning on something big. So they took him out. I think one of the big things is find out who is really mad about you taking out the terrorist. Find out who that is. The ones that are complaining the most. And then figure out, that's interesting. They're upset that we killed this guy. I have an opinion that, you know, they said, well, they didn't tell Congress. Did they tell Congress before they struck bin Laden? Or, but under Trump, we've taken out three of the major players in the war on terrorism. The fact is why would you tell Congress you don't have to, first of all, on a strike like this? I'm sure that President Obama didn't do it on the many, 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 many strikes that he under his administration. So I'm not sure why the president would have to do that. He did come in afterwards and explain why and where. And now, of course, Schumer is calling, well, just turn all that intelligence, declassify all the intelligence and show us why. Well, all of this is such a political game. He knows that we can't get rid of some of the, or we can't release it, all of it, because some of it is so sensitive in the fact of the sources that you can't release it. Do you want to release a source that maybe we've got somebody in their government or somebody up close to the top that said, look, this is getting ready to happen? Now, I mean, of course you're not going to say that because that limits it to a certain few. And we may lose an asset, or maybe we've got a way of gathering information that they don't know about. So why would we release that? Because Schumer knows it's not going to happen. President Obama wouldn't do it. I wouldn't blame him for not doing it. So anyway, this is moving on. Everybody says we're getting closer to war, and are we? The Iranians have been at war with us for a long time. I don't remember any time in the last 10 or 12 years that they haven't been, and it's been going on longer than that. So, anyway, okay, moving on. You said you had a the one thing that I noticed over the last few days is it just seems like there's so many different outlooks on 2020. So many different outlooks on 2020. Everything from, oh, this is going to be a bad year, to this is going to be the best year ever. I just can't believe that everybody, we're at the beginning of the year. So I look at it like this. I look at this year as everything that you want to make of this year. Yeah, you've still got some baggage from 2019, but this is the time to start off. This is the time to start clean and just forget about, just turn things loose from 2019.
Well,
and that includes anger at things that politicians have done or politics. And let's kind of like start over,
right,
in 2020.
Right, I believe that there is a refreshing that's happening. In world news, Finland is introducing a four-day working week and six-hour days. Under a massive reform by the world's youngest prime minister, Sanna Marin, the 34-year-old reform will let workers spend more time with family and enjoy their lives, culture, and hobbies. It follows a 2015 trial in Sweden that found working only 6 hours a day increased productivity. Now, side note, I did hear on one of the, I don't know what it was, a channel with information and somebody talking about that when they went in, on these work days, they didn't take as many breaks, that they were more focused on when they went in with their productivity in this amount of time increased rather than decreased because they weren't strung out. As many of you know, when you work this typical 8 to 5 or 9 to 5, 5 days a week, it can really stretch your ability to really have to come in like a player. Do you think the football players are going to be on the field that many hours? No, what they do is they fine-tune themselves, and they come out for, you know, yeah, they play hard for 3 or 4 hours. But what? But your stamina is different. And so the next step for, of course, what Prime Minister Marin said, families need to spend more time with their loved ones, hobbies, and other aspects of life, such as culture. This could be the next step for us working life. The mom of one leads a center-left coalition with 4 other parties, which all headed by women, 3 of which are under 35. So the current working week in Finland is 8 hours per day, 5 days per week. So this is a massive.
So now she's changing to 6 hours a day, 4 days a week.
Yes.
So what? Okay. So let's just say everybody does work; it's more productive, but doesn't your salary go down? I mean, why would you somebody if you're paying them by the hour? This, you know, they didn't say anything about in this about, well, yeah, and you've got to raise their wages. See, if I'm paying somebody 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, and okay, then we change it to four 10-hour days, then I'm paying them the same amount. But now I'm changing it to 6 hours, 6 hour days, which is like 14 hours less a week.
Well, do
I have to pay them for that 14 hours?
Added,
of course not.
Well, let's talk about this. If you added up, let's say a salary base of what 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, and you tested it for 2 to 3 months to see what the productivity was, were you going to get more done? Paid them the same amount. But you were going to get more done because people came in on fire, ready to work, weren't tweeting. This is what the guy was saying. Was that they do not talk on their cell phones. Thank God, you shouldn't do that anyway in the middle of your work. But people do it all the time, and so you leave your cell phone. You come in, you're focused, and I don't know. I'd be curious to know what people think. It'd be interesting to watch the study, the fact that they have gone.
Japan introduced the 4-day work week.
And napping.
And well, we have napping here, don't we? Producers back there.
They're talking.
Are you listening?
They're talking.
We have napping. We have napping during days.
Of course.
Of course we do.
We're very vigilant in what we do here.
Yeah, I know. But in between there's napping.
Of course.
They come in there, wake me up. Have me sign something. And
that's what the
coffee's
for.
Hey, we got to take a break here. The napping. Only you would bring up napping.
Well,
here.
No, it's an art form in Japan. They make the kids. It is.
It's an art form.
I'm not kidding
napping.
You. You're going to get more productivity. And this is why in a lot of Europe, you know, you think about why. Oh, we're going to take a break. We'll talk about that when we get back. 7:47 in the morning. We'll be right back here on KCNR. Maxwell Insurance brings this portion, all of our financial needs under one roof, where she's helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. I personally have 2 friends who've moved their insurance over to Maxwell Insurance because of the good rates that she's getting them. And we'll be right back after these messages. $100 condo, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living, working for a living, working for a living, living and working. I'm taking what they're giving. Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit 5starbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hello. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4. Crime is the number one issue in Shasta County today, causing noticeable deterioration in our quality of life. The current Board of Supervisors' answer to this is to raise your taxes. California is already the highest tax state in the Union, and this only pushes people out of our county and our state. There is a better way, and that is to grow our economy. Reducing regulations and fees is the answer, and I will fight for this. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer vent, and duct cleaning. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Starting our 11th year in the business here. 605-4567 is our phone number. You can give us a call. 7:52 in the morning here on the 6th of January, 2020. And yes, when you're writing out your checks this year, put 2020. Because if you just put 20 in there, there could be some nefarious individuals that just add then 16 or 17 and can cash checks, or 2019 and cash them checks on you. It's about 43 degrees. Right now, it looks like it's going to be a nice day. Maybe some rain tomorrow. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793, veteran-owned business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And Reading Home Helpers brings us this segment. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, a day out of the week or 7 days a week, it's Home Helpers. Sharon Clark has set up this business. It's been rated number one in our area for so many times, best in the North State. She's there to help you with your loved ones. Or maybe it's you. Give her a call at 226-8350.
And a quick note on Australia. There, of course, devastating pictures. The death toll was lower than 173 killed in the Black Saturday fires in Victoria State in 2009. But in other respects, these blazes, which could persist until March, are being viewed by experts as unprecedented. The scorched area is vast, with more than 23,000 square miles burned nationwide since early November. Almost every state has been affected. Thousands of people have been forced to flee their homes, and tourists visiting summer holiday spots were trapped by advancing fires. One of the things that, you know, we must think about, like, what we experienced with our major devastating fires that happened here a year, or I think we're coming on a two-year mark, was that we were, you know, tourism, displacement, loss of animal and wildlife. As, I mean, unless you, people who've lost their homes are still feeling
Oh, yeah. They're just starting to rebuild now and all this.
And are deciding, yeah. Am I going to stay? Am I going to rebuild? Yeah. Just like collecting yourself. So one of the largest tracts of country farmhouses, eucalyptus, also known as the gum tree, have been raised, and there are fears the forest may be permanently stunted. It seems that they're very resilient and bouncing back every two decades or so, but this researcher suggests that the resilience wanes when severe fires occur in a relatively short succession, such as twice or more a decade.
Well, you know, the thing, too, is they're saying something like 500 million animals have died that in these fires. I guess talking about the Australian fires is because we've suffered the disasters here, but the whole country in some instances being rescued by the Navy. They were forced to the beach, and the Navy was bringing in boats that could land on the beach, drop their ramps, get people on there, and take them back out to ships because there was no other way. All the roads had been were consumed in fire at that point. We've gone through this, so our hearts and our thoughts and prayers go out to those poor people down in Australia.
Well, they're going, obviously, this is, in Australia they have a way of life. There's a fire scientist that talks about the increased severity and the frequency of fires in the Australian territories. He said the country should consider changing its main holiday period so it doesn't coincide with the fire season. It is also no longer conscionable to put the burden of firefighting on volunteer services. Australia does have professional firefighting units, but much responsibility, especially in rural areas, falls to trained community members. He said, young fathers shouldn't be dying. People shouldn't be put through this. But we know that people came from all over the world, including the Australian units, that came to the help of Shasta County and the North State, Tehama County, and were some of our severe fires. On Monday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said a national fire recovery fund worth $1.4 billion would be set up to provide support to families, farmers, and business owners. It's a long road ahead. We will be with these communities every step of the way as they rebuild. Meanwhile, donations of supplies and tens of millions of dollars have been pouring in from around the world for volunteer firefighters and wildlife rescue services.
Okay.
And one other related topic. There is a, and I can't think of her name right now, but it was in the top headline. One of our famous tennis players is going to take her championship dollars, should she win or what she's won, to donate to the Australian needs right now.
FBI gun background checks hit a record high in 2019, which is people wanting to buy guns. It's amazing that when you think about all the all the bad press and all these things that people have, and even the man that saved the church congregation from the murderer who killed two of the church members there, and a parishioner who was one of the church's security team kills him, and then we would there was a columnist saying that he it was terrifying to think that there were six men in church carrying guns. And then Bloomberg, who is running for president, by the way, said, no, he shouldn't have had a gun. It's only police should have guns. He said that. And when you think about this, so it's okay then. I mean, even though that he stopped that man from hurting more people, Bloomberg still believes that, no, he shouldn't have had a gun. He should wait for the police. How long would it take the police to get there? 7, 8, 10, 12 minutes? And then what would have happened in that? I just find it amazing that people can still talk like that in today's society where it's going to take minutes, and in some case out in the county an hour to get the law enforcement there. When our law enforcement officials here say you need to be able to protect yourself and your loved ones. You know, they're all for concealed carry. All right. Hey, when we get back, we've got our friends from Enjoy the Magazine in the store here to talk about what's going on. A lot of different things going on out in the world, and it's going to be a busy week. We have a number of people coming in here. Assemblywoman Megan Daly is going to be with us Friday. So I'm kind of bookended this week with the senator on Monday and Megan on Friday. Of course, all of the different candidates for all of the offices will be coming through our station, and we'll be able to talk to them, whether they're running for supervisor or they're going to be running for city council this next few months, and especially the for the assembly, because their election, their primary here is in March. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Shasta, Redding.
When you come to take my place.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Thousands of people are demonstrating in Yemen's capital with posters bearing anti-American slogans to protest the recent U.S. killing of Iran's top military commander. The protests were organized Monday by Yemen's Shiite Houthi rebels, who are aligned with Iran and control large parts of northern Yemen. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will vote on a resolution limiting President Trump's military actions toward Iran following his decision to launch a drone strike that killed a top Iranian commander.
Speaker Pelosi told Democratic members in a letter that the House will vote on a war powers resolution mandating that the administration's military hostilities with regard to Iran would cease within 30 days if no further congressional action is taken. Mr. Trump has warned of future strikes if Iran retaliates against the U.S. He said Sunday on Twitter that his media posts would serve as notification to Congress, seemingly referring to his tweets. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
Iraq's top leadership has gathered to receive condolences from militia leaders killed alongside a top Iranian general in a U.S. airstrike last week. The gathering in Baghdad comes a day after Iraq's parliament voted in favor of a bill requesting the withdrawal of U.S. troops from the country. At least 25 people have been killed and 2,000 homes destroyed by the huge blazes in Australia, which have so far scorched an area twice the size of the U.S. state of Maryland. Tom DeLamotte, senior forecaster for Australia's Bureau of Meteorology, says smoke from fires has blanketed the city of Melbourne.
We've seen easterly winds overnight, and that's brought the smoke from eastern Victoria into central parts, including the Melbourne area.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government is committing an extra $1.4 billion toward the recovery effort. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 83.5 points, while the NASDAQ is up 7.5. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Amberin trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonials based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. IRI, US, and ULO, 52 weeks, 7/14/19 by UPC.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton. All my life, I've had energy. Energy to win gold and raise my daughters. But when menopause hit me with the hot flashes and night sweats, I began to feel sluggish every day. Then, I discovered Amberin.
Amberin is clinically shown to relieve 12 menopause symptoms. In fact, in a clinical trial, after 90 days of using Amberin, 91% of women had reduced hot flashes, 87% had better sleep, 77% had more energy. Amberin is estrogen-free.
I like the fact that Amberin is not a drug and that it's clinically tested, safe, and effective. Now, thanks to Amberin, my fear of hot flashes is gone. My night sweats are less and my energy's back. Amberin works. Give Amberin a try and see what it can do for you.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine stores and see why Amberin is America's number one menopause relief supplement.
The Trump administration is putting the brakes on exports of artificial intelligence.
Under a new rule going into effect today, the Trump administration will make it more difficult to export artificial intelligence software. The aim is to keep technology away from rival powers like China.
That's correspondent Keith Peters reporting. Masked assailants beat students and teachers with sticks on the campus of a prestigious university in India's capital, injuring more than 20 people in an attack opposition lawmakers are trying to link to the government. Videos that emerged after the assault late Sunday showed people in masks roaming inside the corridors of the Jawaharlal Nehru University and beating students who were protesting against a fee hike. Most of the injured were treated at a hospital for cuts and bruises. Opposition parties and injured students blamed Akhil Bharatiya Vidyarthi, a student organization linked to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. News and analysis at townhall.com. In Massachusetts, the deadline has been extended to the end of this month for residents and businesses to file claims from the September 2018 natural gas explosions north of Boston.
A $143 million settlement from the incident was first announced last July to pay for claims due to losses, including evacuation expenses and emotional distress. The explosions affected communities in Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover, killing one person and injuring about 25 others, damaging or destroying more than 100 buildings. The NTSB concluded that the disaster was caused by an overpressurized gas line during a planned pipeline replacement project. George Bonzani reporting.
More than 1,000 students and activists have linked their hands, chanted slogans, and marched through Bangladesh's main public university after a second-year student was raped. The protesters gathered after the victim was rescued and taken to Dhaka Medical College Hospital. More on these stories at Town Hall.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're celebrating our 11th, starting our 11th year on the air. And we have 10 years until, I don't even know what we say anymore. We'll just wait until we hit 15 now. That's too confusing for me. Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567. It's 805 here on the 6th of January, 2020. Doesn't it, you know, it feels good to say that, 2020.
I know it does, doesn't it?
Hey, the news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Well, good morning, everybody, and it's currently 42 degrees in the downtown studios. Today, it looks like our highs will be about 62 and our overnight lows of around 36. Showers likely mainly before 5 p.m. on Tuesday, increasing clouds with a high near 57. Calm winds, chance of precipitation of about 60%, and our overnight lows look like they're going to be around 39. Wednesday calls for 53. Wednesday night overnight lows of around 38. And Thursday, looks like we have a chance of showers and partly sunny with a high of 54, overnight lows of 35. As we progress for the weekend, which it feels like it's too far away right now to even actually make a prediction, but according to the National Weather Service, it looks like we'll have showers before 5 with 54, showers 39 on Friday night, showers on Saturday, and chance of showers 34 on Saturday night, and Sunday chance of showers with partly sunny near 50. A weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. One thing I do like about the showers is I take my indoor plants and I like to put them outside and get them definitely drinking the wonderful rainwater. I'm very excited about this segment, and so are we.
We've got Sally on the phone.
Oh, we do.
First.
Good morning, Sally. It's
Good
Monday.
Good morning. Happy
it's
New
Monday.
Year.
It's Monday. Happy New Year, hon.
Yes, we've got a great year to look forward to, don't we?
Well, you know what? I don't know if you heard the last couple minutes with me proselytizing there, but I said, you know, we ought to turn loose of all those things in 2019 that got to us.
That would be interesting.
You know, I mean, but turn loose of those. And, I mean, there's major things that you're going to kind of go across the year, of course. But there's so many things that happen to us individually that if we could just turn them loose and start kind of as fresh as possible for 2020. So that was what I was thinking, and it is. So Happy New Year to you.
Well, this Monday night, we're looking forward to the election coming up in March, and we are going to be hosting Dr. Danuka, who is running for the Assembly District 1 this time. Mm-hmm. So we're going to hear what he has to say. He's running as an independent as opposed to a Republican or a Democrat, so that should make an interesting race in that field.
Well, you know what? I think
Mimi Soros coming up from Sacramento to give us a update on how the recall for Gavin Newsom is coming.
How is that coming? I guess if we go tonight, we'll find out, huh?
Yeah, we will find out. we kind of took a break over the Christmas holiday and didn't do any signature gathering, but we have turned in a lot of signatures here in Shasta County. I know we're up to snuff on what we need to do, but I don't know about some of the other counties.
Okay. All right.
So we will find out tonight and let you know.
Well,
okay.
Thanks, Sally.
And what time is that, Sally?
That's
and
at
where?
6 o'clock tonight at 2570 South Bonnie View Road. And also, we do have a court date for our Citizens for Fair Representation.
Oh, good.
Court case will be, our hearing will be March 5th.
Okay. Well, as we get closer,
we've got
lots
of things coming
that.
Up in 2020.
Yes, we
we've
do.
Got an election, we've got a recall, and we have our court case to be heard.
It'll be interesting. It's going to be an interesting year. Thanks
yes,
a lot,
it
Sal.
Will be.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, you
All
guys,
right.
and
Thanks.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And speaking of a Happy New Year, as we look at our as a beautiful magazine in front of us, Northern California Enjoy 2020, issue 160.
Is that crazy?
160. And with us this morning is Rhonda Ball Alvey.
You yeah. did. Great.
And James Masada.
James
the,
Mitchell.
The founders.
If we get one, we're going to miss the other.
The founders and creators, and you know, just thank you so much that we've enjoyed the fact that we can celebrate with you 10 years and counting. That you come on the morning show once a month, and then of course on Thursday night, North State now once a month, where you can get more in depth with interviews with some of the people that you write stories about. But you know, so can you just give us a brief, like, give us a quick. Here, what happened with the Enjoy store in December? How was it this year? What did it feel like? And
with them tearing, with them tearing down part
Happy
of the parking.
Happy yeah, New Happy New Year.
Year. Yeah, Happy New Year.
Oh, we turning loose of
yeah.
yeah, we're letting
we're letting 2019.
Can you changing. Believe it's 2020?
I know, and it's changed. It feels weird. We're experiencing it every day.
I remember
like, whoa.
In high school thinking about when it was going to turn the year 2000
Me
and
too.
How old I would be.
I
and
know.
Then the 2020 was the next thing that I would think about. And it, like now I'm 52. But I still feel like I'm like 22
yeah. mm-hmm.
mentally, or mentally.
Right.
Physically, I don't feel like that. But
right.
In high school, when I thought of 2020, I would used to think, oh, I almost be dead.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
And here we are, and right. I'm like, I'm nowhere near ready to die.
You're working harder now than you probably ever have in your life,
yeah,
right?
I'm just watching,
You're
Linda.
Still working
I'm watching
really
Linda's dad, and if I can be as energetic as him in 10 years,
mm-hmm.
When I, because I'm 20 years younger than him, that I'll be, you know.
My
I'm
parents
not,
have always just been driven.
Oh
They're
my
driven
gosh.
People.
Well, that's what
so,
you've got to do. I
but,
think
yeah.
you partly
take,
yeah.
86.
Yeah. They just went on a 3-week cruise.
3-week cruise.
To China.
Now it was Cambodia, Thailand,
okay,
and
whatever.
Vietnam.
Yep.
And they walked a lot of these because they took a tour, of course, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, but see. They don't look at it like we do.
Mm-hmm.
They look at it like, where do we go next year?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, Machu Picchu, Pichu. And
yeah.
I'm like,
no. They're not going to do that.
We're not going to do that.
But anyway, back to the Enjoy, you know, 160.
So that's 13 years plus.
So right? this is, I mean, I don't know. Some people have noticed right away, but this is a new launch for us. I don't know if you noticed, but we've changed the whole started to change the layout and design of the magazine. The cover is completely different. Our masthead is different. This is all
is.
New.
We yeah. freshened up the logo.
We freshened up the logo. So
okay, yeah.
So on the front now, it's more. It's a little bit more modern and condensed.
Right.
A little less loose.
Streamlined.
You have a woman flashing the lake.
Yep. That's the catfish.
But see, that would only be Carl look at that. To me, it's breezy.
Yeah.
To me, it's like you're letting you're in with the elements and the breeze
well,
is coming
through. That's the difference between a
man's
brain and a woman's
brain.
He's
saying
brain.
Flashing. Okay.
Yeah.
Just get your head out of the, you know what. Jeez.
So we've done an update to the magazine for the first time. I mean, this is the first time, what is it, 13 years? Are we 13?
No, we've done a few.
We have?
Yeah,
we
have.
No,
the
masthead.
Oh, yeah, not the logo. The logo has been the logo for 13 years, and we decided to get rid of the loopy J.
Yep.
Well, now, so are you going to put each time the issue number?
Yep.
Yeah,
I
like
that's
that.
A new design
we,
at this point.
We actually have been doing that, but it's always been on the inside
okay.
on the table of contents. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So
okay.
things have changed. This is a fresh new year. Like Carl said, letting things go. You had asked me originally how things went this holiday
right.
at the store, and to be really honest with you, it was the worst year we've ever had.
You were saying that
yeah.
at the early part
yeah.
of
and
November.
And it still ended up that way. And you know,
why do you think that was?
Well, so you know, not it's not a complaint. don't get me wrong.
Right.
I'm
totally for that.
And supporting what's going on downtown. I'm, you know, well connected with many of the people that have a firsthand, what do you call it? Firsthand involvement in what's happening.
Right.
But it, I think it's a, it was a culmination. I mean, 2019 was just a rough year all the way around for many people, including, you know, us. But I think one thing was the weather was just absolutely, it was so hot.
Yes.
It didn't feel like the holidays.
Right.
Well.
No.
And then you had Thanksgiving at the end of, I mean, at the very end of the month.
So you went in December 1st and you were like, wait, I'm not even.
Well, it was like 86 degrees until December and then whatever it was. And then all of a sudden, it, like the very next day, it snowed 2 inches.
Yeah. Right.
You know? So. But yeah, I mean, we're being told it's time for a break, and I'll continue my little rant. But it's just a happy rant.
No, it's a change. It's coming through changes.
It's a change
because we all know we have to weather the storms.
Yeah,
and that's personally, professionally, you know, there are changes in 2020. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to hearing about what those are. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your Talk Radio. This is Carla Lindebott along with our guests, Rhonda Ball, Alvy, and James Masada. And this portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. That's where we go. I'm still loving my Christmas bauble. And, we tell friends to go there and get, just check them out. They're really great people. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading with watch repair and the whole works. We'll be right back after these messages.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
This is Carl Lindebott, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com. I'm gonna live where the green
grass grows. Watch my corn pop. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here at 605-456-7820 in the morning here on the 6th of January, 2020. 43 degrees out there, going up to about 58 today, maybe even 60. It's going to be a beautiful day today, maybe some rain tomorrow night. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If you're looking to have somebody repair your windshield that knows what he's doing, has been in the business for a quarter of a century, that guarantees his work, whether it's a small chip that can turn into a crack or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, go see Jeff Wurst. It's a better-known business, a man of integrity. He's not going to be wasting your time or your money. You're not going to be disappointed. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Okay, we're here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Joy the Store.
When we last left, we were talking about the depressing holidays.
No, I'm joking. No. I don't mean it depressing, but, you know, I think people need to realize that as we are going, the business, you know, this is why we've talked about it before. I'm going to do a call out now. Uh-huh. For anybody that's listening is, you know, make it a stop by this week to enjoy the store.
And downtown businesses in general.
But
but I'm talking about, like, enjoy.
Okay. Well, thank you.
And you may be thinking about, what do I need for Valentine's? What do I need for January? What about birthdays? Because of the fact of what's happened with many of the businesses. And
or if you have any guilt that you didn't get somebody a Christmas present.
Exactly. Because let's just talk about what that is when you're in a business and you're going through change and, mm-hmm. and it's not even anything that you can control because of the fact of what's happening with the downtown resurgence.
Yeah. So it's a great thing. Like I said, I'm all in support for everything. I mean, progress is a wonderful thing, but change can be hard because there's always growing pains. And I think, you know, just like there are many things in the world, we were talking about, you know, shedding off 2019 and all that stuff. When you sit within something that's adverse in life and it's over and over and then you have another adversity and another adversity, you know, you really give opportunity a chance to create a perfect storm. And we had many of those in 2019 all over the world. I mean, here, you know, we had fires. Australia's in the same situation now, but even worse. I mean, it's just so devastating. But downtown was like a perfect little storm. One, you know, like we talked about, the weather just was not showing holiday. And, you know, we're creatures. We can sense that, or, you know, what our bodies tell us when it's 86 degrees outside, you're out doing stuff and it doesn't feel like, for us, holidays. Thanksgiving could not come later, so it was put off on the back burner, and, you know, it finally showed itself, and it was like a slap in the face. People were like, oh, my gosh, you know. We have a parking issue downtown, and it's just getting worse with the parking structure coming down. People will argue, unless you actually have a business downtown, and we've been doing it now for almost 13 years, 12 years, parking has always been an issue downtown, always, especially for my clientele. Reading is very much, and if you're from here, you don't get the concept of walking.
Mm-hmm.
Parking somewhere and walking, and walking to several locations and making an event out of it. A lot of the younger people that have come here for school and doing things that are from bigger cities get the concept of walking. So we'll get a lot, there is more of it happening downtown on their bikes and things like that. But the parking structure was there. I can't remember how many spaces there are, but even at it being across the street, there was a block in people's mind for whatever reason. One, it's the walk. One, you know, whatever they feel like, homeless or threatened or whatever that was. We always got complaints ever since we've been open about parking. If there was no parking out front, people didn't want to come.
People would come in and say, oh, I finally got a parking place out front. This is my first time
I've been in here, and I've been wanting to come in for 5 years.
Because they couldn't park across the street?
They won't. They wouldn't. Or they wouldn't even walk around the block. But anyway, so that's the problem. Now, there is really no parking because all the parking that did people that were willing to park in the parking structure are now parking on the streets. So it's made things worse. We had, you know, Wilda's next door went out of business. We had a big issue at the salon on the other end of our building, and there was, you know, clients have left, and so
that's a lot of walk-in traffic right there.
Exactly, right, and waiting for things. People would come over to buy chocolate to give to their stylist, or, you know, just stuff like that. And then I think honestly, people are just this year exhausted. The political. You know, it doesn't matter what aisle you support or what side you're on. People are just exhausted physically and mentally.
People are tired of it.
And it just crushed a lot of the spirit. So, like I said, it was a perfect vortex of many things culminating. But it was not good. And I've talked to many of the other people that were close to downtown, and they had the same thing. So it wasn't just us. It wasn't just something that we thought was like an anomaly for us at all. It was, you know. And so – I don't, you know, it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens. And now we're in it, have to be in it for the long haul because, you know, now
the rest of the structure's coming down.
The rest of the structure's coming down.
So the Phoenix rises from the ashes because here you are with your magazine and your new logo. And just this is how you operate.
Yep.
You think about we need to stick in. We need to, you know, and many times both of you are in there working. Mm-hmm. Countless hours in the store if you have to while you're at the magazine, while you're doing it all on the premises.
Yeah.
So congratulations on the 2020 fortitude.
Yeah, 2020 is going to be an interesting year for us again, too, because we have a lot of growth in store. the magazine obviously has taken a change. We still have our publication down out of Visalia that handles the Central Valley. We've just hired new salespeople, so those have come online, so we're hoping to see some growth there. One of the things that we haven't shared, but we're working towards is, excuse me, there's another publication that's actually in this marketplace. It's called Edible Shasta Butte.
Yes.
Many people know about that. So that is a very successful franchised publication that has got over, I think, about 110 different owners throughout North America. And we just acquired the franchise from basically south of Sacramento all the way to Kern County, which is Bakersfield, right at the Grapevine. So we now are the owners of Edible and for over 8 counties in the central part of California. And so we are going to be launching Edible San Joaquin.
So
we're having to build a whole new structure and a whole new system in place. So that's something that's interesting for us for growth. And we have a lot of other things that we're working on as far as some of our you know, outreach programs and stuff, like we do Movies in the Park. We have another event that we're trying to drum up, and we'll be working through Viva to do that.
Sounds wonderful. And while we're talking about outreach, I do want to say again to our listeners that this is very unsung on your part, but that through the years that your store has been opened, you have donated, and every event that we go to, there's an Enjoy Box. Now, let's talk about what goes into the Enjoy Box, the time, the products, the gifting. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, you're saying that you've had, you know, going through like these growth pains.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why I encourage people. I don't even know. A couple hundred thousand, 300, have you got $250,000 worth of products maybe in the last?
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Oh, yeah.
In the last 12 years, people need to.
That's just the store side of it. Rhonda can speak to the amount of support we give.
In the magazine?
Events and community things in the magazine, and it's in probably the millions.
No, I mean, seriously, people need to hear these numbers and think, do I want to buy this on Amazon or do I want to go and support local? Even if I have to walk a block or two, it's beautiful out.
Well,
do the exercise, whatever. Find a place to park.
One of the things we talk about in our magazine is, you know, when you see there that, you know, there might be a little ad for you or your business to support your own business by advertising and enjoy. One of the things that we talk about is, you know, This isn't just a business for us. I mean, obviously we're community members and this is how we support ourselves and raise our families, but this publication is truly a way to support community because when you put an ad in here, it pays for it to get this done, but it also is what's paying for all the multiple millions of dollars that have been given away by us to support community, to give back. So, I mean,
and it enables people to pick it up for free. So they can go to locations all over the North State and pick up a magazine and it does.
And everybody said
it talks about
is,
their community.
Nothing yeah. is for free, but
right.
this truly is. I mean, if you're just a normal person and want to read about the area,
people
you
come
just
in
pick
here
it up
pick and, up a copy or
yeah.
two copies
and take it home and,
yeah. and that's great.
And we've seen what we really like those. We've seen a lot of people coming into town from all over the place mm-hmm. that are discovering the magazine, and it's great to see people that are coming from areas that are more of a metropolitan. And they appreciate the publication. They come from an area where publications are important. They read, you know, and so it's refreshing to see that.
It is.
So okay. About our January issue, we have to take a break, but when we get back, we'll talk about the health
yeah.
aspect
yeah,
of this.
You know, yeah. and Kimberly Bonet, yeah. right at the beginning of uh-huh. this, had some really great ideas.
Really great
I like
ideas.
The one where it says, take a day to do absolutely nothing.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what that's like. The last time I had one of those was, I think I was laying in a hospital ward. And
however you can get there.
Yeah. You know, and wondering if that morphine drip really worked.
Yeah.
You know, if you push the button. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Another local organization around here started here. It's run by our neighbors. When I say our neighbors, it's the royal neighbors, our friends and neighbors throughout the city. They're here to help you grow. And once a month, they bring a business on that they have helped get started or expand. And I can't say enough about Cornerstone Community Bank. Visit them online at Bank Cornerstone and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back with Enjoy the Store and Enjoy the Magazine.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We are all in it together.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Real Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:35 in the morning on the 6th of January, 2020, 48 degrees going up, not 48, 43 degrees going up to in the high 50s, low 60s today. A weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And you can give them a call, 365-3793. The price of propane is pretty much the same everywhere. It's the service. And that's what Shasta Gas Propane offers, great service. We're here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Store. And, you know, my this article kicks off with a article by Kimberly Bonet about things to do this year. Sleep in.
She's good for those types of articles.
Commit to a you coffee, lunch, or wine date with a friend. Take a walk. Sleep in. Watch the sunrise. Watch the sunset. You know, et cetera, et cetera. I thought it was a pretty good article.
Yeah, I mean, Kimberly obviously has been with us for a really long time, and she's now working at the city of Reading doing copywriting, which is super cool.
Oh.
And she obviously still writes for us, she used to be in the store for about 6 years.
Yes.
She's a doll.
Yeah. But she does – I always like her articles because they are kind of – she does really a great job with ones that point out things to do, like steps.
Right.
So
this
it's not
beautiful.
Just like, hey, this is a concept. This is an idea.
Right.
She'll actually lay out steps for you to kind
there's
of
some wonderful,
and follow.
Yeah. Wonderful things. So let's talk about some of your projects and
this issue, the January 2020 issue, is considered our health and wellness issue. So we always kick off the new year with a theme. And I think we're theming more a little bit this
year. Yeah, we are theming. And this is – we started doing the health and wellness issue about – I think this is our fourth year. We partner with the Health Expo.
Yeah, Dignity Health.
And
Which just happened, right? Saturday. Saturday, yeah.
And so we try and do stories that are mostly health-related. They're not all, but most of them are health-related. And it's kind of been a it's been a successful issue since we started doing this.
That's
and
great.
It's just really fun to work with Paul David and he's great to work with.
How
and
was the weekend?
It was really good. We had a booth and I got to meet a lot of people, and I think the nicest thing about doing stuff like that is just about everybody that passed said, oh, I love Enjoy Magazine.
So. You know, sometimes God whispers through strangers.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot. When you need it, when you need the uplift, it's interesting where it comes from. There's an interesting article that you have on page 41, a vision from the past about Michael Young, Dr. Young, obviously, rediscovers Retivol. And I think that your eye health is something that we look at as we get older, or just in general, to find out. He'd be somebody very interesting for you to interview on your nighttime show.
Yeah, he would. He would. This is a really cool story. Because when he was an undergrad, he was a research assistant, and he worked with a team. This was 30 years ago, and they were analyzing data. They were trying to come up with a device. He ended up going to a 30 years later, went to a convention or whatever, and there was the device that he did research on. And they were selling it. So, of course, he has one now in his office. And it's just a really cool, you know, how that all came to be.
iCare is amazing that they can, what they do. You know what I mean? It's like when I see these little babies that have no verbal skills yet, and they create glasses for them. And you've seen them, you watch them on YouTube. They're amazing. Where they put these little teeny glasses on these little teeny babies, and for the first time they really obviously are seeing, and their faces light up like, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to see like this. But for them to be able to scan and do whatever they do to somebody's eyes and be able to know what kind of a prescription to give them when there's nobody saying, yes, that looks better, and no, that doesn't. I mean, it just blows my mind. But obviously the science has come so far. That they can do such amazing things with eyes. And how scary is it? I mean, your eyes are your eyes. You know what I mean?
It's like, well, I've had my eyes operated on twice.
Yeah.
When I had a radio keratotomy where they cut me with the scalpels.
Yeah.
And the Navy did it. And I tell you, it took my vision and made it perfect. Made it better than perfect. And then I had last year I had cataract operation, which again – took the glasses off me, and I'm back seeing again. And it's amazing when you think about that. But when you're using it with children, they can't talk.
Yeah,
and you know, how do you figure that out? So
they
obviously
do.
You know, maybe they just got a big smile on their face or like a whoa
I can't see it all anymore. No.
he just goes anyway.
Yeah.
Another thing, but this whole issue is on health.
Yeah.
And I love that.
For the most part. There's also a really great article on page 51 about, it's called Sugar Balance.
Exactly. This is very interesting.
Yes.
That you've got your pre-diabetes quick facts. 50% of adults 18 and over have pre- or undiagnosed diabetes.
In Shasta County. Yeah. And Shasta County ranks fourth highest rated out of 58 counties in California for diabetes. And that says that ages in Shasta County, our age breakup is 30% 18 to 39 years old, 52% age 40 to 54, 62% age 55 to 69, and 74% age 70 plus.
So why is it as we get older that there, I'm wondering about the about this, but the title of the article is Sugar Balance, and the YMCA Diabetes Prevention Program. We do know a few people that have actually gone through that program and have learned a lot.
I think Rhonda and I need to.
Yeah. Well, as we get older, our numbers are going up. I know mine's creeping.
You know what it is? It's the American diet. A lot of it. It's just we consume way too many carbs, and our bodies were never designed to really do that. And I think that's a big portion of it. So
this is interesting. When at risk factors for developing prediabetes, obesity or being overweight, family history, 45 years or older, see, sedentary lifestyle, we don't have that, high blood pressure, history of gestational diabetes. Mm-hmm. Now, what's that?
I had that when
during pregnancy.
Yeah, gestational.
Oh.
Yeah, I had it with my last child. But I didn't have to use insulin. It was diet controlled, but...
A lot of women in the final parts of their pregnancy get gestational diabetes, and then
they have big babies.
They have big babies, yeah.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, different from this, but people that have been under a lot of stress, a lot of veterans coming back, they've been working on adrenaline for so many years.
That's another thing.
That will also cause diabetes, and it really changes your because the
metabolic.
The metabolic process, and I know somebody that works out, and if you look at him, he looks like a physical stud, but he takes insulin, he takes pills, and everything, because
there's also
so much adrenaline
that
for so many years have just destroyed his
insulin resistance is what it's called, where your body produces insulin, but it doesn't process it properly.
It's like a chemical fine trying to figure out, like, day today may be different than tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday. You try to, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, exercise helps to burn off the blood sugar. The muscles use it. And then the amount, what you intake. So what you're intaking, if it's high carbs or sugar in general, causes the blood sugar to spike. I mean, a carb is a carb, but it translates to sugar in your body.
Okay. So yeah. Well, you've got the types of diabetes in this, higher normal than blood is pre-diabetes, but not high enough to be diagnosed as diabetes. And number two is where they call the adult onset or non-insulin. Mm-hmm. 90% of diabetics are type 2.
Yep.
Body produces some insulin but cannot use it properly.
Mm-hmm.
And untreated, it can become, that can become type 2 diabetes.
Yep.
And then, wow. So when
and then
you
there's
get,
type 1.
And then they talk about the... What can happen
yes,
if you don't
scary.
Treat it with the
blindness, amputation,
heart attack, stroke.
Yep.
So that's an interesting. Okay,
yeah, so that's a great article for people to look at. What else? Oh, there's one called Way of the Warrior Ninja Coalition, headquartered in Reading.
Let's talk about that
when we get back, because I look at this America's Ninja Warrior or something like that.
This is a cool article.
And this is cool because because you always wonder, well, where do people work out on these kind of things? Or you see them make all these super types of training facilities in their backyard.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got one right here in town. That's what we're going to talk about. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at... Did I just do this one?
No, Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm sorry, Alliance.
A veteran-owned business.
Yeah.
Our place to go to for hot water heater and also come in for our air conditioning and our heating. They're locally owned. We just really appreciate it.
Veteran-owned business.
So many things that they do as well. 221-2642 or go to homecomfort.org. Another one of our... what do you want to call it? Sponsors or somebody who's been with us since day one?
For a long time. And they are just one fine professional organization, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back. Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Friends and neighbors, I'm Dr. P.K. Dhanuka. You can call me Paul. I'm running for California State Assembly. I was born in India. 24 years ago, I immigrated to America with $100 in my pocket and a dream of a better life for my daughter. I have lived in Shasta County for 14 years. Here, I found a home, success, and Christ. Most of all, I found kindness and dignity from all of you. The credit truly belongs to America and the founding principle that all men are created equal, with certain inalienable rights protected by the Constitution. Now, it's my turn to give back. I will go beyond the partisan divide and will use my experiences and leadership skills to bring opportunity and local control back to our district. I chose America. I chose the North State. And now, I ask you to choose me. Thank you. This message is paid for by P.K. Paul Dhanuka for Assembly 2020.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4. Crime is the number one issue in Shasta County today, causing noticeable deterioration in our quality of life. The current Board of Supervisors' answer to this is to raise your taxes. California is already the highest tax state in the union, and this only pushes people out of our county and our state. There is a better way, and that is to grow our economy. Reducing regulations and fees is the answer, and I will fight for this. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, You'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the last segment of KCNR.
That'll make you get up and dance at a wedding.
1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. 6850 in the morning here on the 6th. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue there, it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Works on appointments there, so just give them a call. And it is man's last stronghold. Time for me to get down there and get touched again by Logan or Tim. Great guys down there. Okay, Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. That's from Enjoy the Store.
One of my favorite things when we come on is when they pull music up to cue into something.
Oh, yeah, that story. Ashley, I think it's fun. Is on her
they try to make it on. They run it. What are you going to talk
ninja
about?
Ninja rap, I think.
Ninja rap.
Well, that's like Vanilla Ice ninja
America's
rap.
Yeah.
Vanilla Ice. Okay, America's way at the Warrior.
Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, and Ninja Coalition headquarters is in Reading. Let's hear about this.
It's actually in the Mount Shasta Mall.
It's pretty cool.
If you can imagine it set up. So, and it's focused on children's health, but they also have adult time. And it is not like, a trampoline park, as it says, something that's just fun and burns off energy and things like that. But this truly is got the stuff in it that you see on the TV show Ninja Warrior. And it is a really cool article about a gentleman that is here in Reading, and also I can't remember. Help me out here. I read it, and then I'm now losing my train of thought as far as his name is what, Kevin Cry, and he works with the Simpson University basketball team.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, that's what I couldn't remember.
Okay, that's it.
But he's from Texas, and I guess what ended up happening was kind of a serendipitous or had providence, as it says in the article, and his wife told him to fly home early for just a day of relaxation. So he flew back to Texas only to spend about 18 hours, and along the way he ended up sitting next to one of the Ninja Warriors. And they got talking, and somehow this Ninja Warrior looked at this guy and said, "Hey, why don't you become my agent?" And he's like, "Well, you know, I'm not an agent," but then he likens it to whatever that movie was with
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah. And so now he has picked up, I guess, like 7 or 8 warriors and 2 Olympians that he's training. And so it just kind of so happened that he's created this Ninja Warrior obstacle training course in the Mount Shasta Mall.
And it kind of happened, interesting, because he they did a benefit event for the campfire at the Mount Shasta Mall, and they set up the ninja course, and it was such a big success, the mall asked them to stay.
Oh, that's awesome. So, like, here, take a space.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, he has assembled a top-notch team to run the facility, including general manager Amber Abrams and ninja trainer Talon Green. Wow. So, you know, check this out, the Enjoy magazine and the new 2020 160th issue. And it's, wow. And then the other thing that I want to talk about as we go from there, because as you train as a ninja warrior, you, of course, are going to have oxygen therapy.
Oh, yeah.
And oxygen therapy is something that is that's here now that we want to talk about, but very common when you go to, like, say, for instance, I used to go to a health retreat twice a year when I talk about C-wraps and facials. No. This was boot camp and absolutely cleansing the body. I used to go twice a year.
I went once.
When I became a business owner with my husband, Carl, I just haven't been able to dedicate that kind of time. But there would be all kinds of this in the health and wellness field of what you can do in order to oxygenate your blood. And there are certain places, it's not legal in the United States, but it is very in Brazil and very much in Europe, some Europe countries, where people oxygenate their blood. This is a different kind of oxygen therapy, but still it's a therapy in order to help.
Well, a lot of people have seen this around. I mean, I'm sure you have, where, you know, my kids and I for their 16th birthday, I flew two of my twins and I went to Vegas. And one of the things we did was hang out at an oxygen bar.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're everywhere.
We used to have one here.
Yeah. And that's just the nasal, where that's just a higher concentration of oxygen that's being fed into
it. We may have to start one right here in the front of the of the office, because some people come in here, they're hyperventilating before they come on.
So let's talk about this.
Why don't you like take a shot of oxygen?
there's many ways of, oxygen uptake. And that's what this article is. This is an oxygen therapy Teresa Bryant's Wellness Center, and she does all kinds of things. There's more than just oxygen that they do, so this talks about ozone and O3 and a little bit of everything. But she has cancer in the family, and this was one of the things that the doctors had prescribed. She then also has had cancer issues and has gone on. Her daughter is a doctor.
Right.
And then so she went into research and development before she started this whole thing. And I guess she was on oxygen therapy treatment, and her tumor shrunk significantly. And then when she continued on it, they continued to shrink. And now I think she's in remission. And I'm sure she had done other things, but this is part of it. And it goes on to talk about how oxygen therapy, there are a lot of claims for people for healing and things like that. However, there is a lot of science behind it as well. I mean, people that have wounds and don't heal, they put them into barometric
oxygen chambers
to help with healing.
One of my friends was injured in Israel, and they put him into a hyperbaric chamber to try and help.
Did I say barometric? That's weather.
That's right.
Sorry.
Hyperbolic.
Yeah.
We got
hyperbolic
it.
chamber.
We got it.
For a spinal injury.
Yeah.
But that's one of it was had yeah. was being used in Israel. Mm-hmm. And now I think it's being used all
it's
over
mainstream.
The world.
Actually, yeah. Dr. Zittel, I think here in town, who I'm good friends with, they actually have a practice that is for healing. So they're now finding many things that oxygen can do. There was a fad back in the probably 90s. I don't know if it's still around, but they were a society of people that basically didn't consume food that they would, or if they did, it was very, very little, and they only ingested liquid oxygen.
Wow.
And they think they can sustain themselves on that.
Well, according to this article,
they did
with this Complete and Wellness Center. The services include microneedling oxygen therapy, oxygen bar, sinus oxygen bar, which I think is great, and steam oxygen sauna.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that? Get your body oxygenated.
And then they have retail area where they do, vitamins, minerals, beauty products, things like that as well.
Okay, we got about a minute left. What do we want to, what's going on at the store? I mean, you got some great things down there. And I always, when I go through there, I'm thinking, maybe I should take a welding class, because I could come up with little welding things that would be
cute. I just always encourage people, if you have things, you don't have to be a prolific builder. Yeah. It's not like you have to supply us every single day. Yeah. I mean, we love, if something's popular and you make it, and we sell it. But we have artisans that come in and maybe are only there two times, three times a year, where they bring two or three pieces in and that's all they do. So we encourage people, if you think you have something that's cool, that you want to try selling, come and check us out. It's super simple. Don't be afraid. Anybody that's there can help you anytime. And that's how we bring product in, you know, because there are a lot of people that do a lot of garage home projects that are absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, you're thinking about things like Jeff Fink from Cornerstone Community Bank.
Yes, cutting boards.
Yeah. Cutting boards that are beautiful. absolutely beautiful. And he does this, I'm sure, to, this is his hobby, to kind of like
relax.
Relax.
Mm-hmm. I have a gentleman that he that brings in pottery. He's one of my favorite potters, Brian Herney, and he's a VA physician.
Mm-hmm.
And he just throws pottery because it makes him relax.
I love it. Love it. Okay, well,
get over to Joy and just breathe
into this beautiful day today. And thanks for joining us here on our first edition here on January 6th on Monday morning.
Yeah, and tomorrow, I believe Dr. Hall is going to be coming in from Simpson University, doing a lot of changes
cool,
over there. And they've got a basketball team that averages something like 6'10". If you can imagine that. And, oh, yeah, I mean, it's just a number of things that are going on at Simpson University that are different. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.